Here are the rules of living with a murderer. 1. Do not draw attention to yourself. It's pretty self-explanatory. If they don't notice you, they won't get any ideas about killing you. Be a ghost in your own home, if that's what it takes. After all, you can't kill a ghost. Of course, when you live with a murderer, sit opposite them at every meal, share a washroom, a kitchen, and sleep a mere 12 feet and two flimsy walls away from them. This is impossible.
I am not going to sit in here with Call. They can't make me. They just can't. And they say it's because I'm distracting, but that's not fair because Call is distracting too. So why should I have to look at him? Shut away in this wee room together, like we've got foot and mouth or something. Ugh. It smells like old porridge and permanent marker in here. And everyone else gets to sit in the big, airy hall that's got windows and radiators that actually work. I don't want to be distracted either.
Seatbelt on, she quickly leaves the driveway and joins the traffic. The road ahead is busy. Something happens ahead of her, and it forces her to stop abruptly. She breathes a sigh of relief. We can now see, in her rearview mirror, a car is fast approaching, and there is no way it can stop in time without slamming into the back of her. We cut to the glass of milk smashing on the kitchen floor. In beautiful slow motion, the milk flies everywhere.